Well, it is a rare time in the world of sports and entertainment when I will sit there and watch a sporting event based on the referee and or umpires that are participating in said event. Matter of fact, it only happens with one guy because I don't give a rat's ass who is umpiring a baseball game, who is refereeing an NFL football game or a college football game for that matter. Nobody does, right? It doesn't matter. You don't care unless it's your dad.
Yeah.
Joe West.
Or unless they notoriously hate your team. Unless you're going to tell me it's the Southern Bell referee.
That's the one outlier that interests me. Where that guy goes to, but it may not happen in a game though.
And I swear, when there is a review, he runs. It's like what trying to figure out who's going to take the penalty, and you know that the one guy is always going to
grab the ball.
This is my goal. This is my goal. That guy wants the airtime to get on TV, and I do declare.
Here's how we're going to explain this. We have a flagrant one on number 22. Wait a minute. No, he's number 23, which is a weird number because we thought that was retired a long time ago.
He was giving that guy the business.
No. This guy's name is Kader Nooney. Kadernouni. And I'm telling you right now, the greatest voice in all of sports. He is umpiring the BNP Paribas Open.
Yes.
Otherwise known as Indian Wells, the fifth major out on the tennis circuit. And before you go, oh, bleh, meh. Tennis. Just listen to his voice as he calls the score.
That's interesting, isn't it, Lindsay? You've certainly noticed a little change in Wozniacki. I have too. Remember, we had a look
at the... All right, pause it there.
You had Lurch?
How awesome.
What did he say?
30 love. If you can back it up.
That's interesting, isn't it, Lindsay? You've certainly noticed a little change in...
He's like, oh, he spoke again. He said it again. He did it. He did it. Change. Okay, so let's continue.
And Wozniacki, I have two. Remember, we had a look at the...
Same level. Look at where Caroline's standing to return the first serve. She is, what do you call that, a foot or two inside the baseline?
Mm-hmm.
First serve. So now she's looking to really shorten points. So is that a sign?
Four to 15.
Yeah. So the dude is French. If you can believe this, he started umpiring matches at the age of 12.
Jeez.
And has made his way up the circuit and now, you know, does all the majors. Not all of them, but he's very present in these big matches. His voice is so overwhelming that he feels, and he knows it, that it becomes a distraction because people kind of become obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't know how to back off. You can keep playing here.
So now she's looking to really shorten points. So is that a sign of her...
Oh, nicely done. No panic there. Unfortunate, obviously, with the return.
Wow.
Now, so she's getting ready to tie it up here, which brings us to Deuce, right?
You're
now,
a mean one.
Deuce is basically, you just say, Deuce. Every other umpire, Deuce. Not Kader Nooney.
Just enough with the smash. It's another well thought out point.
That sounds like Zeus Man.
Dude.
Another well thought out point.
How badass is this guy?
Zeus.
Out point.
That's awesome.
And even
what does he look like? Does he look like his voice?
He is a Frenchman, black dude.
Yeah. Oh, I know this guy.
Yeah.
I think the voice fits him.
Yeah.
Oh, I know this guy.
black dude.
Like Ernest Gilmore.
Yeah. I love it. You know, you don't notice it right away. If you're just kind of casually watching, but it doesn't take long for you to lock in and realize that you are watching umpire greatness. Nobody has that voice. Nobody does.
Yeah. Wonder if he does like voiceover work.
It says he developed his trademark deep voice by his mid-teens.
So when he started at 12, they hadn't dropped yet.
Like Tay Zonde.
He recalled an incident when a girlfriend's father disbelieved over the phone that he was only 16. She's like, you're like 35. It was like the first time I heard Followell on this station.
You're too old to be calling my daughter.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. But I remember hearing Followell thinking, my God, this guy is a grizzled veteran of sports for 40 years. He sounded like that to me. And then I learned that he was a year younger than me. And I'm like, what? How is it possible?
Well, that's great.
And then finally he calls out, even when he calls out the names, it's great.
There she was able to start opening up the court again, using the angles, getting volley nets out of the middle. Oh, come on.
Right out of the top draw there.
Deuce.
There's another deuce. Sorry, I had another deuce in there.
Let the service.
I don't know what all I have in there. I've got like 20 calls.
Game, volley net.
That's for a sensible
game,
sure.
Volley nets.
There's some James Earl Jones in there, too.
Yeah.
Why? Because he's black?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dave.
Well, there you go. Cater Nooney is his name. I would love to talk to that man sometime.